Happy, oh God, hear that? Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm enduring what I'm calling the worst sore throat I've ever had in my life. This is probably a dramatic overstatement, but last night it did not feel that way. It's been a long time, a good while, maybe even over a year or so before I had an allergy attack. This is allergies. It's still clear. The stuff I spit out is not green, but this is allergies. As opposed to the sinus pain and headache I get. This is sore throat with a little bit of achiness. There's a difference. So I popped some Claritin the last day or so. Last night, my throat was hurting so bad. Coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location. You might be able to tell from my G-Pat, which I probably should have thrown in a washer with the clothes that I washed last night, as I do when I come to the undisclosed location. Coolest thing I love doing, for whatever reason, is back in the Jeep into the garage. First, you drive up to the garage, remote control, open the door, back the Jeep in. I can look through the sunroof, engage where the handle for the release, the emergency release of the garage door, stops to where I should stop. And I position the Jeep like inches from the door. The bumper of the Jeep is like inches from when the garage door comes down. It gives me a lot of room in the garage. Ain't nothing like getting out, opening that hatch, grabbing that dirty clothes bag, and putting the clothes right in the washer. That's like the first thing I do if I do anything else. Well, sometimes I go pee. Sometimes I will go in the yard, little patio enclosure, around the sides, there's dirt for plants and stuff. Sometimes I gotta pee. I go back out, put my clothes right in the washer, even before I unpack the car. Before I even go in the house, I got my clothes washing. And I should have thrown this hat in there. This hat stays in the back seat of my car for whatever reason. Oh, because it says Jeep on it, I guess. They gave it to me when I bought this Jeep about, what, 6 years ago now? 6 years ago, is it six? 2018, I believe. So I keep it in the car and I use it in quote unquote emergency situations. I use it to walk in the undisclosed location. Cool thing too about the garage is that it has a normally high ceiling. The garage where the default location, the default parking spot, has a concrete overhang. So for years, I guess only 6 years, I say it like it's been a long time. It's only been like 6 years. So for years, I would have to open the hatch and hold it so it didn't scrape up against the top on the bottom of the concrete overhang. But in the undisclosed location garage. I could just pop that thing open, let it open up as wide as it can, and actually stand around the back of it, you know, in the garage. It's kind of cool, you know. With the back of the trunk open, you know, the stuff you put in there, the stuff you have access to, you know, it's kind of cool. Because I don't get to experience that at the default location, default parking spot. But maybe a year or so ago, maybe two, I noticed that when it gets cold, and please infer air quotes on the word cold, being this is Southern California. But when it does, it gets cold, everything is relative. That's what cold means. Cold is relative. The very word is relative. And also subjective. One man's cold is another man's fire. Okay, I'm going too far. But the floor that in the bathroom is tile, so it gets cold. So I bought another bath mat so I could have two in there, because I got tired of moving the one back and forth with my foot. Move it to the toilet for when I pee. Move it to the shower when I get out the shower. Move it in front of the sink when I'm standing there. When that floor gets cold, because I do a lot of barefoot walking, which was something I did not do in Ohio. I learned that out here. Even got my first pair of sandals that I felt comfortable wearing, and I thought looked, you know, fairly good, decent enough on my feet to wear. I was like, ooh, look. I was excited. Like, look, I got a pair of sandals. And I actually didn't mind how my feet looked in them. I was excited. So I got used to walking around barefoot, because in Ohio, people don't do that much. For whatever reason, you know, people don't do that much. And I think even when they wear slides or whatever, a lot of the black folks even wear socks, you know, not having your feet hang out for whatever reason. For whatever reason, especially back in the 70s, you know, you just didn't do that. Wasn't part of the culture for a man to have his feet hanging out. So I got used to going barefoot out here, and I loved it. That bathroom floor is cold. So I went on Amazon. I purchased a bathroom mat, $9. It came, nice black one. Put it down, worked perfectly until I went to shut the door. And my bathroom is small, so the swing on the door takes up a lot of space, covers a lot of area of the bathroom. So there was nowhere for that rug to be used. It was only like $9. So I wasn't pressed about sending it back to Amazon, even though I like doing that. And it gives me something to do on my walk. You know, just drop it off at the drop off point. When is it, Whole Foods or whatever? Along my walk on a Saturday or whatever. And I just threw it in the back of the car. And now I use it to put on the hatch. And when I open the hatch in the garage, so it goes between the hatch and that concrete overhang, it's not to scratch the paint on the hatch. I don't have to do that in my... I was going to give up the location. I was going to give up the undisclosed location. I have to do that at the undisclosed location, so it's nice. But the allergies... These allergies are killing me. But they'll pass. I think they're breaking up now. There hasn't been any rain, knock wood, or that kind of gray skies that usually give me the sinus headaches. And I was back home. It was raining, thunderstorms. The weather changed. I didn't have any issue with them either. It's been a while since I've had my sinus pain too. Knock wood.
Wait, 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 wait.
So.
Wait, wait, wait.
You know, I'm feeling wait. Pretty good for a Friday out here. Undisclosed location. Doing what I do. Seeing what I see. Out here just doing it. Doing what I believe to be. You don't run me over. Slow down, dog. Slow down. You okay? You ain't got nothing to go that fast to. People be creeping up on you when you walking by. Looking right at you. Me and granddaughter have walked this. And I looked at the rocks. The rocks made me think of granddaughter. When she was young, the rocks were a novelty. It would keep her occupied. Not that she really needed to be kept occupied, but, you know, it would give her a little something extra to, you know. When I give her, like, sticks, rocks. One time I gave her a handful of something, and she was going, diamond, diamond. I was like, ain't no. And I looked, and she had a, looked like a piece of quartz or something, you know. Probably not quartz, but that kind of, you know, kind of clear, whatever rock. And I was like, she's smart. She retains information, it seems, and can pull it and apply it to where it needs to go. I know this is the same dude. This dude been out here for months. Oh, that's a girl. No, that's that dude. That's him. That's the dude who be scratching his scabs. He been out here for months. Yeah, there are homeless or unhoused people or whatever you want to call them that you just kind of not get to know but become familiar with. In fact, one of them, one of my main ones who've been here the longest, you know, and I walk by, I always say what's up to him or whatever, not always, but you know, I saw him walking somewhere else and he recognized me. He's like, hey. And I say it that way to maybe indicate that he may or may not have all his facilities, mental acuteness, but he has enough. I can see by the way he carries himself and the way he handles himself. You know, he's not like out there like some of them are just like completely, you know. But he could tell he has a little whereabout about him. And the other day he was like, you're late today. I was like, yeah. I took the day off. He's like, you're late today. I'm like, yeah. I took the day off and I saw him walking somewhere else. Like, really? Almost way out of the way. And I looked over and said, hey, He saw me and he waved. I was like, hey. I do see a lot of people who bike and walk in different places along the bike path, different segments of the bike path every now and then. You see the same back riders a lot of time. Same people, it's like we're all on the same schedule. Happy Friday. So that's me, my allergies. Made it through another work week without taking a day off so far. That's important. Safe PTO. It's also important for my mojo and my frame of mind to be able to accomplish this.
Wait.
But it's also really good for my PTO. PTO is important. I think I'm at 36 right now. I get about 8 hours every 2 weeks, which probably figures to be about 27 days a year or so, if not more. But see, that's your sick time and your vacation. So, you know, we used to get 40 hours a week vacation and so many hours a week for sick time. So actually, we may have lost hours in the long run. I mean, overall, in general. Not at this place. Not at where I'm working at now. Years ago when I worked at other companies. But you weren't allowed to use sick time. I guess they realize that people are using their sick time. You gotta get 3-day doctor's excuse, et cetera, et cetera. I can feel the stuff breaking up in my throat. Still a little sore. I'll get back, I'll eat. I'll pop a Claritin. And I'll get ready for the weekend. And I'll get ready for the weekend.